Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
How the land is bathed in silver hue. You feel so lonely. Come with me and let me show there are others just like you, who feel the powers of earth, sea, and sky, of dragon and fairy, shades of the night. Hear the call of our ancestors of blood and bone, of womb and tomb and standing stone. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing just like hell. Deep within this dark and to the powers of earth, sea, and sky, of dragon and fairy, and shades of the night. He calls to his ancestors of blood and is raised high on of womb and tomb and standing stone. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within you will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. A charm of silver, the gypsy said when he was just 17. Thread and turn, it's there to be seen. She took his hands, tracing the lines, searching for patterns and looking for signs. Your life a construction, one day you will see. Through the illusion and into the dream. The cauldron's brew, your life a construct give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. So we stand are the powers of earth, sea and sky, of dragon and fairy and shades of the night. We call to our ancestors of blood and bone, of womb and tomb and standing stone. Lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within the starken hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Come and taste of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. Oh lady, stir your cauldron well, chant your words and sing your spell. Deep within this darkened hall, hear the goddess Ceridwen call. Come and taste of the cauldron's brew and magic she will give to you. You will dance in the eye of the storm, your Ceridwen's children, the cauldron born. You're the cauldron born.
Welcome to another episode of Selena Fox's Divining Dreams. On this episode, this is a broadcast from this past May of 2019, where Selena talks about lucid dreaming. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this encore episode.
Welcome to Divining Dreams. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we explore lucid dreams, lucid dreaming, and lucid dreamers. Lucid dreaming is the experience of being awake with volition while you are in a dreaming state. You're aware that you're dreaming. You are aware that you have choice while you're dreaming, and you exercise choices. You make decisions. You take actions. You creatively live in the dream with the awareness that you're dreaming and with the awareness of choices and the decision-making opportunity to make good choices as you live in the dream world. Lucid dreaming can happen spontaneously without one really needing to do anything. And most people at some point during the course of their lives will have some type of lucid dream, or at least a moment of awareness while one is in the dream that it is a dream. Lucid dreams can come often or sporadically. Part of this has to do with one's life choices, one's lifestyle, including how one goes to sleep and what one's spiritual practices are like. Some dreams that are lucid start out as a regular dream and then shift into lucidity. the dreamer gets engaged with the dream, then has the awakening of being awake in the dream, and then decides to take action. This can happen whether a person's aware of lucid dreaming as a kind of dreaming or not. In addition to lucid dreams and lucid dreaming experiences that come spontaneously within one's life, perhaps connected with some kind of special event or life passage, there are lucid dreams that come by intention and by practice. How one practices to be a lucid dreamer, having lucid dreams, and having dreaming be lucid can take a number of forms. One can do self-suggestion prior to going to sleep. This is sometimes known as dream incubation. It can be a simple matter of stating the intention, I will sleep well tonight, I will dream well tonight, and as I dream, I will become aware that I'm dreaming. And I will become aware while I'm aware that I'm dreaming that I have choice. And I will become aware of choices, and I will take action based on how I am in that dream. Now, you can shorten that by basically saying, I will sleep well tonight, I will dream well tonight, and I will lucid dream tonight. Another thing that one can do is to re-enter a dream through meditation right before going to sleep. And often that is sufficient to trigger more dreaming in a meditative state in the dream time at night. One also may find that as one does some form of spiritual practice that has the person not only nurturing their soul, but being attuned to the divine in one or more forms, that divine resonance and that expansion of consciousness is sufficient that one's greater awareness in the waking life will transfer over into the dreaming life. In like fashion, as one develops skills in lucid dreaming and being aware of dreaming while dreaming, that can also impact waking life and can enhance awareness in waking ways of being. There are a number of different approaches that one can go into and adopt as part of lucid dreaming practices. The first is to do work with a dream journal, to write down the date and an account of the lucid dream. And I think it is really good for reference and to help you keep lucid dreams, and any dreams for that matter, in memory, to give the dream as a whole a title. As with other forms of dream journaling, it can be very helpful to envision the dream experience, and then as you are writing the account, use first person, and to write the dream as if it is happening in the present tense, even though you have had it in the past. By revisiting the dream and writing about the dream in the present tense, that will help you get more connected with the dream. And it will bring back some details of what you experienced. As you write about your lucid dream, it can be very helpful to not only write an account of what you experienced, where you went, what you did, who you were with, but to describe the setting. And if there's several settings, to describe each in detail as if you were writing a transcript of a scenario that would be turned into a play or some kind of video. You describe the setting, what's the lighting like, what time of day is it, are you inside, are you outside, what is the feeling of that place, what emotions are you experiencing in the dream, how empowered do you feel in the dream? What are some other choices that you could have made during the dream but did not? What are some reasons for that? And most importantly, as you do this dream work and dream reflection, what are some things you've learned from this dream? How have you changed? What is a message that you take from this dream experience that you can incorporate into your daily life? Lucid dreams can be a way of symbolically working through unresolved issues in your life. It may be processing daily residue. That's the stuff of day-to-day living. It might be that when you have a lucid dream, you're actually having an actual encounter with somebody you know. This might be someone you're in touch with on a regular basis, so it's an extension of your way of resonating and connecting and communicating with friends and family, other loved ones. Or it might be somebody that you know, but you haven't had contact with for quite some time. You may also encounter dream characters that are teachers. They may be some form of divine god, goddess, nature spirit, ancestor, some other type of spiritual teacher. Could be an elemental, could be a spirit of the land. Number of different possibilities regarding encounters with divinities. One thing that you can adapt as part of your process of lucid dreaming is to train yourself to remember when you become lucid in a dream to have conversations with those that you interact with when you deem it appropriate. And some of those conversations can take the form of in asking the character that you encounter their name, how they have come to be where they're at, asking them if they have other names, if they have attributes, whether they have a connection with the sacred. And sometimes you really do have to ask the question rather than relying on a divinity to reveal her, him, it, or themselves to you. Lucid dreams have in common a type of energy. my experience with lucid dreaming is that there's a vibrancy to colors, usually, and there is a real sense of being fully alive in the dream. Just as one might have a mystical or peak experience in waking life that either rises spontaneously, comes as a result of a ceremony or other spiritual practice, or is something that is intentionally created as part of experience. Those experiences tend to be very vibrant, very energized. So in waking life, a mystical experience can stay with us for our whole lifetime. In like fashion, having a powerful lucid dream can have such an impact that we not only have the experiences of vibrancy while we are having it, but it makes a sufficient imprint in our consciousness that we continue to remember it throughout the rest of our lives. Consciousness takes many forms, and there can be a stable, centered dimension to it, but also a creative, ever-changing, ever-swirling dynamic. That's the paradox of consciousness and lucidity. Some things to keep in mind as one considers ways of developing skills in lucid dreaming. One, everyone has their own way of doing lucid dreaming. If you talk with somebody about their lucid dreaming experience, and it's quite different what their sensations are, how long it goes, what they have experienced, that doesn't mean what you're doing is not valid. It's a different form. So there's diversity in lucid dreaming and with lucid dreamers. Two, lucid dreaming helps us grow by expanding our awareness. We are tapping more fully into the holistic dynamic of ourselves. It's important to spend time honoring your dreaming self and to celebrate when you have had dreams that are lucid, that are transformative, that are bringing you sacred messages. All dreams have value. Some dreams have a stronger brilliance, a stronger resonance, and lucid dreams tend to be in that category. Three, you may have several lucid dreams in a night, or you may go long stretches without any lucid dreams, even if you keep a regular spiritual practice and are evolving spiritually. There's a mystery factor with lucid dreams. If you do not have a lucid dream for quite some time as you are working on developing yourself spiritually, that does not indicate that there is something wrong with your practice. Lucid dreams tend to come when they are needed. Some lucid dreams are what I call the special lucid dreams. These great dreams, special dreams, tend to come to us at crossroads moments in our lives. We are getting married. We are taking a new job. We are having spiritual initiation. We are moving to a new location. We have some type of illness, and we are working to achieve balance and wellness once again. We are in the final stages of life. We are about to give birth or be part of a birthing experience. We are connecting with some form of the divine and deepening that connection. We are entering divine service in the form of some kind of ministry. These are some examples of special times where a great dream with lucidity may come to us. Also, we need to be aware that by paying attention to dreams as a whole and lucid dreams in particular, that tends to tune us into our dreaming self and bring forth more dream awareness and more lucid dreams. What are some things that you can do with other people when you've had a lucid dream? It can be really powerful if you are part of a spiritual group to have some time set apart where you each have a chance, whether it's face-to-face or in cyberspace or in some other fashion, that you each have a chance to share of dreams, and when there's a lucid dream, to be able to share and compare lucid dream encounters and experiences. Learning about other people's dream life and supporting them in it helps them with their dream life, and them supporting you with your dream life helps you in your dream life. So the sharing of dreams as a whole and lucid dreams in particular in a dream group can be very powerful. Having a dream sharing partner. If you are in a committed relationship, it could be with your soulmate, your husband, your wife, your partner, your significant other, whatever name you use, and you can check in with each other on a regular basis as part of doing dream sharing. And then when there is some type of special lucid dream, to have an agreement between the two of you that you will make time for the sharing and the processing of a lucid dream. A third thing that one may consider doing in a social context is to write an account of your lucid dream and to share it through an email, through a letter hand-delivered or sent by postal mail, through a social media post, to share it using some discretion as to how widely you share it, and be able to have that as part of the way of yourself being in the world. A fourth way of working with lucid dreams with others is to come up with a plan that when you dream of someone and you are in a lucid dream state, that you have a way that you can be in touch with that person if you sense it's right and check in on them. So if you dream of a relative, for example, and it's a lucid dream, then to follow up that dream by contacting the person in some way, texting them or using some kind of video conference or sending an email or a note through the postal mail, calling on the phone. There's a number of different ways to make contact. And in so doing, to not hit them off up with the dream right away, unless that's the nature of your relationship, just basically find out how they are, say, you've been on my mind. And then after you get more information, then if you sense it's right to disclose that you had a dream encounter. Now, don't be surprised if you adopt this practice and you start connecting with loved ones in lucid dreams and follow up with actual conversations in some form, that from time to time that the person you've talked with may indeed have also had a lucid dream, or you have appeared in some way in their dream. How does that work? Well, there is, in many systems of philosophy, spirituality, and religion, the idea of all being interconnected. And indeed, those of us who explore consciousness that are part of the emerging academic field of consciousness studies recognize that there are many ways of communicating and relating with others. And some of the most powerful ways are without words, without an actual physical interaction, that come from heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul. Lucid dreaming is something to be aware of as an option that is part of the range of human experiences of dream life. Lucid dreaming can enhance our daily life because we often enter scenarios in a lucid dream that parallel what's happening in our waking life. Lucid dreams can transform us. We may have opportunities in a lucid dream to take some type of special action. We might be doing healing for someone else or for ourselves. We might be doing exploration. We might be doing ritual. We might be standing up for a particular cause. We, in the lucid dreaming life, have a resonance with the waking life. And as within, so around. As we conclude our time together tonight on lucid dreaming, I invite you to celebrate your dreaming self, your dream life, your dreams, you as dreamer. I invite you to continue divining dreams. Tune in on Wednesday nights to learn more about divining dreams. This podcast is sponsored by and brought to you by Circle Sanctuary. I want to give thanks to all of you who are listening live and those who listen later. If you would like more information about Circle Sanctuary, you can find us on the web, www.circlesanctuary.org. And to learn more about me and the work that I do, I'm also on the web, www.selenafox.com, on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates, on Twitter, Selena_Fox, on Instagram, Selena Fox. In conclusion, I want to remind you about the Pagan Spirit Gathering. That is our week-long celebration of summer solstice that we have every year. We ask that people register 2 weeks prior to the start of solstice week so that they will have an opportunity to join us and get information. You can get more information about Pagan Spirit Gathering, www.paganspiritgathering.org. In 2019, Pagan Spirit Gathering is June 16th through 23rd, and it will be at a campground in southwestern Ohio. If you're able to join us in person, we look forward to connecting there. Otherwise, we'll connect with you in the realm of spirit and the magic of cyberspace and podcasting. This has been Selena Fox, and you've been listening to Divining Dreams, focusing on lucid dreams and dreaming. Good dreaming. And good night.
One spirit in the dark, like a candle wavers. Many spirits joined as one, burn with the power of the blazing sun. There is strength in community.
Yes, sets us free in the goddess name.
and thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.